Strong support for rural Tennessee continues. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. The first session of the 112th Tennessee General Assembly has adjourned, and thankfully, lawmakers have worked to keep our most important industry, agriculture, strong. Lieutenant Governor and Speaker of the Senate, Randy McNally.
Despite all the problems that we've had, you know, from tornadoes to floods to COVID virus to the economy taking a real big dip, it's gone rather smoothly. Speaker Sexton over on the House side, as well as the governor and over here on the Senate, we've worked together and things have gone very smoothly.
Lieutenant Governor McNally of Oak Ridge is in his 42nd year of the legislature, where he has proudly represented his constituents in East Tennessee, and many of them from rural areas. And he's proud of the work the governor and the General Assembly have done this year to support the rural economy.
The governor's done a lot for rural Tennessee, expanding the TCATs in the rural areas. Expanding broadband and a number of other things. They're looking at getting more companies to locate in rural areas because the travel time's a lot less. The workforce is usually there. By expanding the TCATs, we'll have a ready workforce.
The $42.6 billion state budget the General Assembly passed includes several measures to support rural Tennessee. Among them was more funding to expand broadband, even though it's half of what Governor Lee had proposed.
We know that with the amount of federal money that's coming in for broadband, that they won't be able to use it all in one year. So we're sort of reserving the other $100 million possibly for next year.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.